Alright, guess what we're gonna do today? We're gonna fuck shit up, and we're gonna attempt to use Viewpoint by Nibble Nerds on a game that is not accessible, and I think you know which one it's gonna be, knowing me. So let me just ensure that it's actually still running. And I don't think it is, so. Yes, the stereo image is backwards. You hear a box fan, you hear a ceiling fan that's about to fall in. Puff titty. Yeah, so we're gonna set it to UI. We're just gonna put this to the test. Alright. We are in the thing. And now we'll do the thing. See if this actually works. Okay. Cool. And I have set the delay to like 1.5 seconds for a specific reason. Okay, cool. It picked the wrong map. Let's try that again. Okay. There we go. Okay, it's not finding the grid maps and it's not finding certain other ones, but they may not be on screen, that's fine. I'll try Car Jump Arena, because we'll know if it picked the right map or not. It did not. I can tell you that right now. It didn't move the mouse. Because you heard the sound for the back arrow, so I hit enter. Okay. So, I don't know if it was unable to ascertain the position of that element or what, but I can tell you that it didn't move the mouse because it clicked the back button. Okay, this time it picked, career.
More like scenarios, I think.
So that's not working. Let's just get in there normal way through NVDA OCR. Let's see if we can even get the default. So I'm going to have it try and click on there. No, you have to double click, so I'm going to try the shift enter thing. That may or may not have worked. I'm gonna press the. Okay, that did not work. So, this is a test. This is not me trying to prove that it works or trying to prove that it doesn't work. This is a non-biased test. I'm just kinda. And this is an environment I'm sure that it was not designed to perform in. But this, again, this is just a test. So, can we select a vehicle? Now, I do like that because OCR doesn't always pick out these buttons up top here. Eventually, now, it would be cool if down the road we could get positional audio on these, kind of like VOCR does on Mac. That'd be fucking sick. I love that. So when it... Okay, cool. That's fucking epic. So these configurations that you never know about on normal OCR, normal NVDA OCR, these are telling you that they're checked or not checked. That is sick.
The reason that I was excited about this in the game is because if you don't know if those options are checked or not, you'll be missing vehicles in your options and you won't know why. Now, there's an X button that clears all those configurations, and that will show up in OCR some of the time. But if you can look at this and say, hey, this is checked or this is not checked, then you know why your vehicles are missing, or you could choose to filter them yourself.
Now, unfortunately, it's not showing us any of the actual vehicles. It's showing you... Whoops, my mistake. It's not showing you any of the actual vehicles, it's showing you just the configuration options. I'm going to...
If I had to guess as to why this is, I would say because each of the vehicles is its own image in a grid, and there's text, I think, below the images. So maybe it's having trouble separating the text from the image, or maybe it's just it's having trouble seeing that each one of those options is its own cohesive unit.
Use NVIDIA OCR this time. I'm gonna scroll down. Now let's see if it'll give me some configurations in here. Like, now that we've actually selected the SBR4, we have the choice of loading various configurations. Well, I like a rear wheel drive, so let's see if we can load this. This will be a double click, so I'm gonna do shift enter. Oh, it did work. Now, here's the only problem is I don't know.
What I was going to say before I started chasing squirrels is I don't know if it actually loaded the correct configuration of the vehicle. In other words, did it actually load the four-wheel drive variant, or did it load one of the other ones? I don't know.
Can I stop the engine? No. So it doesn't find the... It doesn't find the position of that. So the only way that I know to test if this is actually working right is to just rip on it. I stalled it. Oops. And my controller did that thing where it disconnects from Bluetooth. So I have... There we go.
What I'm doing here is trying to figure out why I can't get the external camera to work. So sometimes the game will glitch out to the point where the keyboard doesn't want to take commands and you just have to click the mouse inside the game window to get that to fix itself, so that's what I was doing there.
And we don't seem to be able to move. Well, we're probably pretty broken up. Alright. Given that we've got a vehicle now, can we mod said vehicle? Well, let's see if we can get into the search. Now, I do have... Let me show you. Here's how I typically do it, right? I go to tuning, I route the mouse, and then I go a couple of options down from there. And I think I have it set to 20.
50.
Yeah, I do, so...
5, 10, 20.
And that's how you normally get to that, but we're not going to do that. We're going to see if Viewpoint can do it. Now, on this, we do have NVDA reporting the mouse shape changes. And I hit the hazards because it didn't trap the keystroke going through the game, so that's why I hit the hazards. I'll turn that off. Well, let's just explore what this is picking up. I do like that it picks up the apply button because OCR does not. And I don't how it clicks the mouse, but it's it must be circumventing NVDA because it, I don't think you get the like the which I have set up.
Seems to be picking up on more of the vehicle than I anticipated. Sure, that may be specific to this vehicle, but I was not used to seeing all those top left, top center, top right type of deals. And that was that's both NVDA was picking that up, but that's also viewpoint picking that up, so that confused me for a second.
Oh, it's picking up, I think stuff in the dash. Isn't it? Oh, yeah, it is. Let me put the camera outside the car so it can't do that. So now that we have engine, it may not have been. Wow. Okay, so let me see if it'll pick up. Now this is taking. This is, by the way, taking way longer than it would to do it through NVDA OCR. So I would never do it this way. But again, this is just a test.
I've actually tested different systems for how to do this. I've tried it with like Be My Eyes and stuff. I've tried it with ZDSR, which has more of an advanced OCR engine than NVDA does, and that actually does pick up more, but it's slower. NVDA using the Windows 10 OCR is actually the fastest way I've found to do this. Now, I have yet to test JAWS. I know that JAWS has a convenient OCR. I also am a complete fucking JAWS noob, and I have no idea how to use any of that shit. I basically stopped using JAWS before any of those like layered keystrokes came out. The insert space, I have no idea what any of that shit does. And I feel like in order for me to learn that shit, I have to like literally go through a fucking book and literally read all this shit I don't need to know to figure out how to do that shit. So that will probably come at some point, but I don't know when. So stage one performance long block. I can't. Oh, it clicked on the wrong one. Look. So instead of clicking on long block, it clicked on ECU. And I don't think it clicked on enhanced ECU, but I will determine that in a minute. Yeah, it did not. Okay. So what we're gonna do is leave that be. And I will show you how I would like to use this. So I'm gonna go into the options. I'm I have a mouse connected. I'm just gonna scroll down a ways and I'm gonna do the UI thing. Cause I wanna see what's checked and not checked. Cause right now there's no way to tell. Like without viewpoint or some other AI tool, OCR is not going to give you that information. And it does make a sound when you check or uncheck something, but you don't know what's checked by default. So let's see if we can find that out. Okay, that's good. That's exactly what I want. Use vehicle cooling? I don't know what that means. Okay, let's go and... I'm gonna scroll up and I'm gonna click that again.
Okay,
Interesting that it's not picking up the stuff on the top half of the screen, which I can tell that I scrolled up because it was going unknown, normal. Let's see if I can click on audio. It did not click on audio. I'll verify that in a second. Let's see if we can get an overview of this screen. That's cool. It's totally missing out on all of the sliders and the values. So let's try query mode, because I don't think query mode's meant to work in an environment like this where you have a full screen game. So I've never used query mode before. I have used some of the other modes. I'm gonna point the camera down a little bit. Well, actually, I'm gonna go in the car. I'm gonna reset the camera, go in the car, point it down a little bit, switch it to query mode. And then I'm going to take a snapshot. And I'm going to put, please describe all gauges on the dashboard of the vehicle in this image. Okay, so we can fix this by...
When I say fix this, what I'm referring to is that currently the external gauges are being read. In other words, what is being provided by the game UI, not the vehicle instrumentation. So the game presents its own UI that has its own gauges that show in various situations, and I also have a jump button mod which gives you that's where the jump strength comes from. So what we want to do is read the vehicle's own gauges, so that's why I'm turning off the game's UI.
Okay, Mentor.
We can fix this by turning off the UI in the game. And again, now when we OCR with MVDA, we get nothing. So we'll try that again. And I wish I copied that. Let me see if I can. Please describe all the gauges on the vehicle's dashboard and their readouts. Okay. Now that could be me. That could be totally me. So let's reform our image.
Program enter. Still
in UI. Okay, so it doesn't do that. Interestingly enough, if you switch modes, it does not exit UI mode. Good to know. So let me try. Without such a severe downward angle, let's try that prompt again.
Okay,
Okay. Let's try that. So let's try that with no downward angle at all. Now I don't know if these are degrees Celsius, degrees Fahrenheit. Again, it could just be a needle on the gauge. So it says it's in neutral. So is that true? Let's verify. Let's verify. Yes, it was. So, interestingly enough, the AI did hallucinate the fact that the vehicle was in park because this is a manual. I'm going to hold the brake and dump the clutch, and it stalls out. Okay, well, we can try to do this. I put a camera outside the car now. I'm going to turn it. Describe the state of the vehicle in the image, including any damage that may be present. I don't know if that's true, because it sounded like it hit the damn ground pretty hard. So let's just oh, can you not do subsequent queries on the same image? That's unfortunate. It leaves all these open. Okay, so what I'll do is, instead of just telling it that, I'm gonna take another image. Describe the vehicle present in the image in as much detail as possible. So, that kind of gives you like a basic working overview of the system and how it works. It does struggle to do certain things. I think it's not always getting the position correct. You see in several instances where it failed to click on things and whatnot. And yeah, it's cool. It's definitely cool for what it is. I think in less demanding things it would work better. But as we have it now, it's a good thing. It's a good start to a thing. Hopefully it can get better. Hopefully it can do positional audio at some point. That'd be awesome. But yeah, for now, that's all I gotta say.